Officials in Ferguson, Missouri, have put off indefinitely a city council meeting scheduled for tonight. It would have been the first since the fatal shooting of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown by a white police officer more than 2 weeks ago. The meeting was expected to attract a huge crowd, and city and state officials say it's being delayed because they need to find a venue large enough to accommodate everyone who wants to attend. Meanwhile, the city will send postage-paid comment cards to each home and ask residents for feedback. City officials have also set up a hotline for businesses, and police are meeting with store owners to try to restore relationships and help them recover from the unrest. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
How you doing? Doing all right? How you doing, my man? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ronald Johnson was among the officers walking the streets of Ferguson over the weekend, meeting with business owners and the throngs of people protesting Brown's shooting.
I see that we need to communicate more. But when you don't communicate more, you don't show yourself for what you are and explain your processes and your policies, then you lend yourself to perception. And perception can really be a negative thing.
The perception of Ferguson has changed dramatically in just a few weeks. While many people may not have even known exactly where this St. Louis suburb of 21,000 is, Ferguson is now an international symbol of racial unrest. The largest gatherings of demonstrators have been near the site where Brown was shot, along a major roadway lined with strip malls. Several of the damaged stores have the word "open" spray-painted on boarded-up windows. Almost 100 businesses report being affected by vandalism and a loss of customers. Among the business owners Captain Johnson met with was Kay Mershon, owner of the Clip Appeal Barbershop.
It's been slow because it hasn't been accessible.
Mershon, though, says she's optimistic.
I think that we'll be back on track. We have clients that have been coming here for years. So I think we'll just be back to normal.
But some business owners aren't sure what normal is anymore.
Welcome to Ferguson Burger Bar and More, where the food here will tap dance on your tongue.
Charles Davis opened Ferguson Burger August 8th, the day before Brown was shot. His restaurant has become the epicenter of the demonstrations, where many protesters, police, and reporters gather to monitor the streets. The first days after Davis opened, business was slow, but soon he had a steady stream of hungry customers.
Ooh, business is great right now. People from Australia, Canada, Japan, California. So they wouldn't have never been here other than from this unfortunate situation.
How the effects of the unrest will play out for local businesses are still not clear. Brian Goldman, president and CEO of the Northwest Chamber of Commerce, says at least one local business is monitoring the continuing demonstrations to determine when or if it will reopen.
Things have calmed down. Now I think everyone's kind of waiting to see what happens next.
Already, though, Goldman says St. Louis was taken out of consideration for some conventions. He says chamber officials are consulting with those from California and Florida about how they handled racial unrest. The chamber's also meeting with the area's largest employers, Express Scripts, Emerson Electric, and local colleges, to assure them that Ferguson is safe and to encourage people to visit. Goldman is calling it a boycott rather than boycott Ferguson campaign. And so far, he says, it appears to be working.
People were up there this weekend. People were shopping and they are coming out and realizing that, you know, it looks scary on TV when you see it at night. But during the day, it's just a normal street. And hopefully that'll be the way it is at night too soon.
Another campaign started after the unrest is called the I Love Ferguson Committee, chaired by former Ferguson Mayor Brian Fletcher. The group has distributed thousands of lawn signs and sold thousands of T-shirts with the I Heart Ferguson logo. Fletcher has long been involved in local politics and feels his community has been unfairly portrayed by the media as a hotspot of racial insensitivity. Forming the committee is his way of trying to change the storyline.
It's like riding a bicycle uphill. You don't ever stop pedaling, else you'll go backwards. And as the hill gets steeper, you got to pedal even harder. And that's what we have to do now. We have to pedal that bicycle even harder than we were so that the legacy of Ferguson's future won't be the death of Michael Brown, but the result of his death of how we become even a better community that hopefully will be a model community.
Fletcher defends the fact that although 67% of Ferguson is black, its police department is 90% white. He says Ferguson doesn't have the resources to attract minority police officers. But he admits there are racial tensions that Ferguson and most U.S. cities need to address. Jerry Knoll owns Ferguson Bicycle. Like Fletcher, he says he's shocked by the criticism of his community, but he's hopeful the image will change.
It's exposed a lot of things that in the white community we weren't aware of. Whereas, like, maybe Ferguson is a byword, or hashtag Ferguson, you know, it's kind of like a negative thing right now, and a negative brand, if you want to say. And you know, my optimism says that this could easily, in 2, 3, 5 years, Ferguson would be a byword for, hey, that's the way to solve those problems.
One of the ways they're hoping to change is with an economic recovery center, which opens in Ferguson later this week. For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Becker.